Amen. The destiny journey. Uplifted by faith. Survival mode isn't easy in life. It can be real difficult. I don't know about you, but I've lived long enough to know what survival mode looks like. It's interesting because life can become so difficult that you're just living without purpose. You're dealing with your problems, but you're just surviving. You don't really understand what God's plan is just yet. Destiny is a concept that intrigues and inspires. It is often seen as a path set out for us by God. For his glory. Or it is seen as a result of our own choices and actions. Some of us wish we can go back in life and see if we can change our destiny, change the way we did things. And it's amazing how that mindset doesn't come till you're older in life, till you've been through some things in life. Destiny is discovering a way of life to see where God has placed you. Have you ever found yourself at the crossroads of life? Facing a decision that could affect your life forever. Maybe it's choosing a career, or maybe it's moving to a new city. Maybe it's starting a family. But when you consider the story of Ishmael. I got another story of a young girl named Emily. She was a young architect known for her designs. She, despite her success, she felt that there was something missing. The thing about destiny is this: you could be doing something to survive, but not doing what you were destined to do. Come on, y'all gonna pray with me tonight. What you were created to do. And one day, she was tasked with designing a community center in a neglected neighborhood. The project was something that she wasn't really interested in it, but unlike the previous one she's had, but it tugged at her heart. It wasn't just a building. It was to become a beacon of light in that community. Emily realized that her destiny wasn't just about building structures, but it was about creating spaces for people to change their lives. Her career took on a new look, amen. And I want to say that her story exemplifies how destiny unfolds. Sometimes God is telling you to do something you don't even know why, but then all of a sudden you find yourself loving to do. Oh, come on, let's be somebody. Some of you didn't think you'd be doing what you're doing right now. Some of you didn't think that you would be where you are right now, but you took a detour, and that detour brought you to your destiny. Our story today takes that kind of turn. Abraham paid his first child support check. Amen. He gives Hagar a skin of wine and some bread. Did he not know it was going to run out? One check ain't good enough. You got to keep it coming. I wish I had somebody. And he ships them out to the wilderness. I wish I had somebody. The Bible says it was the wilderness of Beersheba, the place where there's no water, there's no resources. God allowed this to happen. God said to Abraham, listen to your wife. I wish I had somebody. The same wife that caused the problem is the same wife that's creating another problem. I don't know about you, but Hagar matters to me. Ishmael's life matters to me. Because the last time I checked, that we are all made in the image of God. Watch this. People may not think that you are relevant or significant, but watch this. Don't let that define you. So we find in our text that we find that God, they are here at the point of death. Let's look at it. It says, verse 16, it says, then she went and sat down opposite him by the bow shot away. And she said, do not let me see the boy die. Now, there's some interesting things happening here. The boy is about to die. One skin of water didn't do it. A loaf of bread didn't take them that far. I don't know how far they made it, but here's the thing. They were in a no water situation. They were in a hopeless situation. Isn't it interesting that sometimes when we find ourselves in a hopeless situation, how we give up on our destiny, how we give up hope and believing? Anybody ever been there? Come on, somebody. They put you out in the wilderness. They cast you out. Come on and help me, somebody. They said you wouldn't make it, but look at you now. Oh, I wish I had a few people preach praying with me. Watch this. They didn't believe that you would make it this far. But oh, the grace of God. If it had not been, oh boy, you done started. For the Lord who was on my side. I wish I had a few people, Gary. The text says she sat. This is a give up situation. Is it not a give up situation? That's what it said, right? She sat opposite her child. But you know one thing I know about a mother? She will do whatever it takes. The one thing I know about a mother, she will do whatever it takes. And in fact, she would do everything in her power to protect her child. And this boy who came to this world because of impatience. Ah, some of you are rushing your destiny. But don't rush your destiny because you will create monsters. And you'll create more problems. Wish I had somebody. Text says she lifted up her voice and wept. But check out the text for a minute. Verse 17, it says, God heard the lad crying. Hold on a minute. She was crying, but God didn't hear her. Come on and help me, somebody. And the reason why God didn't hear her, because she wasn't the promised child. Ishmael's lineage was Abraham. God cares about those who belong to him. And if anyone is in Christ, Galatians 3:17 says, those who are born of God is of Abraham. And what I'm trying to say to you is this, it ain't over for you and I. That when the devil tries to tell us things about where we are in life, we got to remember who we are. That in Jesus Christ, we are descendants of Abraham. I don't know if that works for you, but that works for me. And what that works for me is this, that I have promises. I have promised that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I have a promise that I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I got a promise from him that yet though they slay me, yet will I trust him. In Abraham, we have promises. God did not hear Hagar. He heard Ishmael. Watch the text. Watch the text. The angel of the Lord God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what is the matter with you? I'm going to dig that out here in a minute. I got 23 minutes and 52 seconds. Watch this. I'm going to get done. Watch this. Watch this, watch this. He says, do not fear, for God, watch this, has heard the, oh, come on. If you're a child of God, you need to open your mouth. and you need to cry out to God, and he'll hear your voice. The difference between the unbeliever's voice and your voice, he can hear your voice. Aren't you glad that God can hear your voice? The text is there. It's right there. You see it? Right there. It's in the text. Watch this. God heard his voice. When you pray, God will hear your voice. Sometimes we pray like God ain't listening, because the things that we're asking for is not in the plan for you right now. But every now and then, you got to step back and really ask yourself a question. Is what I'm asking for according to your will, according to your plan? Imagine this. Imagine this. Imagine this. He's about to die. God heard his voice. Now, let's see what happens next. I got five things and we're going to go home. Ready? Here we go. Uplifted, the destiny journey. Amen? So let's start with the verse 18. It says, arise. Let's just stop right there. You can't go no further from there. See, it's hard to stand up when the pressure of life is pulling you down. It's hard to arise when you're in the wilderness of life. Doors are closing. Opportunities are leaving you. But you're still declaring, God is good. I know he's going to work it out. I'm crying out. But don't be surprised what he asks you to do. He says, arise. And so the first thing I want to tell you is this. The destiny journey is tied into your ability to rise against all odds. I'm going to say it one more time. And just in case I don't say it, you can write it down. The destiny journey is tied into your ability to rise against all odds. Now let's talk about the odds that he's going through. He's about to die. I'm going to say it one more time. His mother's about to die. Now, where did she get the strength? Lord have mercy. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to rise. Tell your neighbor, in this destiny journey, guess what? It's faith that's going to lift me up. It's not fiction. It's faith that will bring me up from where I am right now and place me in the place where God wants me. But watch this. The man is about to, the boy is about to die. God says, arise. In this journey, what I found out is that some of us suffer from give up itis. Yeah. In the Vietnam War, I shared this story this morning. In the Vietnam War, the reason why some of our POWs didn't make it back home, they didn't die because it wasn't feeding them. They didn't die because they wasn't getting enough water. They died because of give up itis. Some of us refuse to rise. Matter of fact, we've already thrown in the towel and accepted defeat as final for us. But I stopped by to tell you, your destiny is too important for you to give up for what God has already invested in you. He's going to get it out of you. Do I have anybody? Can I help somebody with something? Not only are you to rise, but you got to feed on the word in order to rise. God says, arise. The text says, lift up the lad. Watch this. And hold him by the hand. Watch this. Lift up the lad and what? Hold him by the hand. The destiny journey, number two, is tied to your ability to lift someone else up. You are trying to help you, but God says until you learn how to stand and grab somebody else, that's where destiny begins. Here's a mother watching her child die, but God just spoke a word and said, arise. And she got up. It didn't tell us how she got up, but I stopped by to tell you, God gave her the strength. God gave her the will. God gave her the power. God gave her the strength to get up and lift her son. Not just lift him up, hold him by the hand, and walk him out of that wilderness. Do I have anybody here? You can't just think about you. Can I help you with something? Your destiny may be tied into you helping somebody. Your destiny may be tied into you looking after somebody. Don't complain that you got to take care of your mama right now. She took care of you all her life. Wish I had somebody. And what I'm trying to tell you today is that we have to stop just thinking about us and start thinking about somebody else. When you learn how to help somebody else, God will help you. Are you with me? Until we learn how to lift others up, we can't really understand the strength that we have. Lord have mercy. But hold on, Pastor. I thought it was about me. No, it ain't about you. Hold on now. I thought I got to take care of myself. No, God says, arise, grab his hand, pick him up, take care of him. And when you learn how to be selfless, you'll walk into your destiny. Come on and give God a hand clap. That was somebody. Somebody need to hear that. Somebody need to hear that. Stop turning your face away from those that need help. Watch this. Now I'm gonna mess you up right here. Watch this. Arise. Lift up the lad. Hold him by the hand. Watch this now. For I will make. Wait a minute now. Hold on a minute. Let's back the train up a little bit. Let me give you a revelation. You ready? Put it on the screen for me. Genesis 17:20. This is before they got into this predicament. Genesis what? That ain't it. Now watch this. I got to show you this. This is something you got to see. Watch where I'm going with this. What you don't know about you, everything about your life has been already written. Every promise that God has for you has already been inscripted. Now, Hagar didn't know about this conversation. Ishmael definitely didn't know about this conversation. And here's how I know we're going to make it. Because whatever God said about you from eternity past will come to pass. Do I have anybody? Now watch this. This is chapter 17. As for Ishmael, I heard you, because Abraham's like, come on, man, like God, you know, Sarah putting the pressure on me. She want me to get rid of this boy and this girl. You understand what I'm saying? And watch this. He says what? I will what? Bless him. And I will make him what? Fruitful. And I will multiply him what? Now, if you look at this story and you look at the current story, it doesn't match. Tell your neighbor destiny. Some of you don't know that God is going to make you fruitful. Some of you don't know that God said he already going to bless you. Some of you don't know that God says he's going to multiply you exceedingly. Some of you don't know that God says I'm going to make a great nation out of you. I'm preaching to myself. Watch the text. He shall become the father of 12 princesses, and I will make a great nation out of him. Now let's fast forward to where he is now. Is that your story tonight? You still haven't discovered your destiny just yet? But let me help you with something. God has already written about you. You're going to be the head and not the tail. You're going to succeed in everything you do. Wherever you go, you shall be blessed. Why? Because your current situation does not dictate your future, because what's written in the past will come to pass in present. Tell somebody, my past is gonna come up, but you got to know something. What God says about me is gonna be good. It's gonna be great. Listen, you may think I'm dying now. You may think I'm falling apart right now because you're looking at my current state. But look what he said about him. He said, I've heard you. Behold, I will bless him. I will make him fruitful. But when you go to verse 18, it says, verse 19, verse 18, it says, watch this. It says, open your eyes back up to 18. He says, for I will make him a great nation. Now, you got to remember, Abraham did a terrible job as a father. Seriously. And I'm sorry to get excited and go back, but this is just how I feel tonight. Because I want you to get it. I got 12 minutes and 11 seconds. Watch this. Check this out, right? Check this out. Why didn't Abraham say, girl, you finna go out in this wilderness? All I got is a skin of wine and some bread, but check this out. Here's what God said about you, your son. Wouldn't that have given him some hope? Wouldn't that, see, you know what I found out about people? People don't want to share good things with you. People don't care about you and I. They will talk about you. They will lie on you. They're good at all that kind of stuff. But when it comes down to telling you how great you're going to be, ain't nobody going to try to tell you that. And I feel kind of bad about Abraham doing that, but here's the thing. This is where your faith will cause you to rise. Because had she not encountered death, near death, she wouldn't got the revelation. And sometimes we got to go through the hardship of life in order to get the revelation. Watch this. The text says that God says, I will make a great nation of him. Third thing is this. The destiny journey is tied. It's tied to your ability to what? Believe what? Believe what? Don't just step out on nothing. Step out on a promise. Greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. Weeping may endure for a night. Oh, but joy is going to come in the morning. Do I have anybody here who understand what I'm talking about? I'm going to preach it like I feel it tonight. The destiny journey is the ability to hold on to 7,367 promises and say, God, I claim every one of them. It's the promises of God that will bring you through the toughest days of your life. You know what the problem is? We don't read the word. We want somebody else to interpret it, but you got to stand on it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Yeah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto him. Now let me show you how deep this promise goes. When you look at the Middle East now, right? Have you heard of these people called the Arabs? Well, guess who the Arab is? Ishmaelites. Isn't that something that they own all the oil? They own half of the Middle East. Watch this. God says he was going to make a great nation, and he made good on his. Oh, that should have hoped you right there. Watch this. Because if he kept his promise to Ishmael, will he not keep his promise to you? Oh, y'all didn't catch that. Would he not keep his promise to you? And when God makes a promise, you better believe he's going to keep it. When I look at the modern world today and I look at the Middle East, I said, boy, all these rich, and they ain't just rich. They quadrillion year rich. They are rich in land. They rich in oil. They're rich in money. And also on top of that, they got wealth. Lord have mercy. I don't know why Abe didn't at least mention this. Baby, let me tell you something. I know you finna go, but just believe that your boy gonna be great. Parents, whisper in your kids' ears. Before they go to school every day, you're gonna be great. Come on, help me somebody. You're gonna be great. I'm gonna say it one more time. You're gonna be great. Text says, verse 19. We there, we still there. Verse 19. I don't go too fast. I like hang around right there. Because everything is in one verse. It says, then God. You got to catch it, though. You caught it? Then God. But this is what you call a conditional promise. She had to arise. She had to lift up the lad. Tell your neighbor, then God. No. You got to tell your neighbor for real. Wake him up. Then God. Then God what? Lord have mercy. You see, a lot of us want destiny, but we ain't willing to dream. It says, then God opened her eyes and she saw. What did she see, Diva? A well of, wait a minute. Hold on before you go too fast. Was the well always there? What, I'm going to say it one more time. Was the well always there? We don't know. Because here's the thing, when you're in distress, when you have a lack of faith, when you don't believe that in the wilderness there can be a well, God didn't miraculously make the well. The well was already there. Here's some theology for you. The well was already there. But when you lack faith, you can't see nothing. When you don't have ability to see your destiny, your purpose, everything is going to look a mess. You're looking at what you're driving right now, and you don't think you can upgrade. But God said, if you keep looking, you don't think you can move from where you are now to where you need to be. But God says, if you keep looking, you'll see it. Destiny journey is tied, put it right there for me, give me that next point, to your vision. You can't want a destiny if you don't have vision. And the vision not just to see spiritually, physically, but also spiritually. See, vision is not just dreaming. It's seeing what's possible in impossible situations. Boy, I wish y'all would help me at least a little bit. I got 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Watch this thing. Help me, will you please? Just help me a little bit. Help me a little bit, all right? Vision is not dreaming, it's what? It's seeing what's possible when things are not possible. What do you call that? Faith. Listen, she was ready to give up and die. Some of you ready to throw in the towel. Some of you ready to quit. But can I tell you something? It ain't time for you to quit. Listen. It looks bad right now. Your predicament does not match right now, right? Your situation is not looking good, but you can still see. Can I ask you something? What does seeing cost you? God, open. You know what you got to pray tonight? God, open my eyes. Listen, listen, listen. God, open my eyes. You say you need a man. You say, Lord, open my eyes. Come on, help me somebody. You say, Pastor, I can't find the right man. Lord, open my eyes. You don't need a man. You need a husband. I wish I had somebody. You don't need a woman. You need a wife. And what you need to ask God is, Lord, open my eyes. May not look what you want it to look like, but I can promise you this. It's going to be everything you ever wanted in life. Do I have a witness? I'm trying to help somebody with something. Destiny. The destiny journey. And then the last thing, and we out of here. It's in the text. She saw a well of water. Now, you know, it didn't say she saw a bucket of water. But how deep the... Tell your neighbor, destiny. As far as you can dream. Come on, y'all. God says it's there. It's yours. You know the difference between the person that's making and the person that's not? Their ability to see. Vision. See, some of us just see today. We just see the check today. But baby, you got to look a little further. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. Lord, come on, let's do it. Lord, let's get his attention tonight. Lord, open my eyes. Yeah, and you'll see some haters. But you ain't focused on your haters. This is a different kind of message right here. Yeah, your eyes is open to see what you need. You ready? To survive. Watch this. The text says, and she went. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. The things a mother will do. Hold on a minute. She wasn't thinking about her. When you learn to help somebody else, you'll walk into your destiny. But watch this. She went, filled the skin with water, and gave the lad a drink. My last point. The destiny journey is tied to your willingness to go get what you need to survive. I'm going to say it one more time. Some of you want to pray and wish. She got up. She went. She filled the skin that she was mad about that Abraham gave her that ran out real quick. But oh, when God supplies, he's going to fill that skin over and over and over again. Listen, she saved her son by getting up and getting him what he needed to survive. Can I ask you a question? Are you willing to get up from where you are and go get what you need? So that you can stop talking about your destiny and start living your destiny? Are you willing to get up tonight? Are you willing to rise tonight? Are you willing, come on, help me somebody, to say, God, here I am tonight. I give you all of me. Here I am tonight, Lord. I don't understand it. I never could understand it. But I'm willing to rise and open my eyes and see what you have for me. Aren't you glad tonight that we serve a God that can take a wilderness experience and turn it into your destiny experience? I thank God tonight that it's all about him. It's all about him. And when I think about where he brought me from and where I am now, oh, I'm so grateful. High five somebody and tell somebody it's a destiny journey. It's a destiny journey. And I'm on this journey. And I'm going to make it in spite of what people say. I really don't care what they say. Because if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, where would I be? Oh, I'm so happy tonight. When I think about folk talk about you, they lie on you. Stop giving them so much credit. What you got to do is keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I said Jesus. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Woke you up this morning. Started you on your way. Put food on your table. Clothes on your back. Don't you know him tonight? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Is he a good God? He's a good God. And I'm glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight that I can see what others can't. Give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You've been so good. You've been so good to us. You've been so good to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful counselor. Prince of Peace. He brought you through to bring you out, to place you in the place where you are now. Aren't you glad tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the ways people train dogs is through the use of temptation. The trainer will take a piece of red meat and throw it in front of the dog. The first time the dog sees the red meat, he'll probably go after it because that's in his nature. The second time the trainer will throw the piece of meat but then restrain the dog, telling the dog to stay. Making the dog redirect his attention from the meat to the trainer. Lord have mercy. The trainer will continue to tempt the dog with the meat, restraining him, making him pay attention to the trainer by repeating the word stay. Eventually the dog will learn that if it focuses on the trainer or the master, he will give him all the attention and all the food. The dog will learn to handle the presence of the meat because the meat is no longer the focus. The devil knows that we're not focused on the master. So he continues to put temptation in front of us to keep us distracted. If we learn to only focus on the master, we can handle our temptations. You see, a lot of us, our destiny. When I looked at Genesis 17 and I look at Genesis 21 and I saw what was said about Ishmael and I looked at his current reality, it didn't match. See, what we have to learn to do is focus on the master.